Hi, Shabbat Shalom, Shavuot Tov. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Rabbi Jim Egolf. I wanted to do a little bit of a different podcast this week because it's time to kind of take a look around and see who's listening and give a shout out to all of you. I wanted to take a few minutes to say some thank yous to some people who have been just wonderful inspirations to me and who have helped me. And I also want to take a moment to talk to you, the listener, because from what I can tell, you're listening from almost all over the world. And that is an extremely exciting thing, and I just wanted to simply take a few minutes to talk about you and to say thank you. Again, thank you so much for joining me. Shalom, I wanted to do a little bit of a different program this week since we are having our Super Cineplex at Beth David, S-O-U-P-E-R Cineplex. And we're kind of focusing on all the comforts of home and the things that make us feel that we're actually where we belong, where we need to be, the places where we turn to get comfort. Interestingly, in the Torah this week, we arrive at the Torah portion, Vayakel. Vayakel literally means, and Vayakel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael, and Moses kehilat, he congregated, he made a group and a sacred community out of the Israelites in the desert. And so this week I wanted to take a moment to talk about the community that has kind of developed over the course of time through this podcast and just give a shout out to a lot of people who have made so much of a difference and actually have helped in bringing this to you, and also the people who motivate me to continue to do this, because there are clearly a lot of you out there. Almost 10 months ago, I was struck by an inspiration to try and start this podcast. And while not having much of a clue how to do it or what to use or having anything other than the concept, I set to work to make what I could. With the help of a congregational leader, Sam, who shared some pointers with me, I began to put sermons, ideas, teachings, and resources on this podcast site. I was really inspired by others, specifically one Paul Douglas Boyer of the MadMoneyMachine.com. Absolutely not a Jewish podcast whatsoever. His podcast is about various money matters, his adventures in the Xbox, ETFs, and other things that showed what might be possible to create with the material and resources on the net and in one's home. And to be honest with you, without his example and advice, I probably would never have ventured into this endeavor. And I'm indebted to his dugma, his model that he set for the independent podcaster. Now, the music that you hear is often referred to and is from Magnatune.com. And it's another resource which I enjoy using. After going back and forth with one of their vice presidents, Teresa Malengo, M-A-L-E-N-G-O, she helped me include the music of various artists on this podcast. And this music has sometimes been Jewish, and at others, it's just plain good, wonderful, lovely. And Magnatune actually allows you to kind of pick the price you want to pay for the music that you download. So I really want to say thank you to her and to that particular company, because it really has made it easy to add nice background and good ambience to the podcast. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about you, the listener, and how you have impacted this effort. When I started, I got a Google map that allowed me to see, well, it doesn't allow me to see exactly where people are listening. It allows me to see about where they're listening, since when I listen, it places my electric pin or my electric geopositioning place somewhere in the middle of New Jersey. And needless to say, it's not absolutely precise all the time. However, what I can tell you is that the following countries and places and people have been listening. There have been people from Guatemala and Canada, England, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Greece, Israel, China, South Korea, New Zealand. There was somebody somewhere just below the South, in the South Atlantic, below Africa, around the equator, not really sure where, Ukraine, Sweden, Austria, Bulgaria, Germany, Switzerland. There have been some others in there as well, specifically one Muslim country that I'll mention, one that I won't. Morocco is one of them, and then there's been another country in the middle of Asia Minor. Now, I have to tell you that when I sit and I see this, I just am very much touched because I see the impact and the fact that if you're curious about what American rabbis speak about from their pulpits or what American Judaism has to offer, it's here and it's on the web and it's a connection that we actually share. Now, if you're calling into my show on the new Skype line, hint, hint, or emailing me, hint, hint, and another hint, I'd really like to know who you are. You see, at this point, I'm left to imagination. And here is kind of where I fall. I fall in two different visions. The first image that I have is that you are a citizen of these places, and you're interested in Judaism and what a rabbi might have to say. If this describes you, thank you for being curious enough to find my words and writings, and I hope they help you understand Judaism, the United States, and some of the issues that we face here. The other image that comes to mind is that you are a Jewish American serving your country in a far-off place. And this podcast has helped you connect to your Judaism while you carry out your duty, whether it's business or government or what have you. To you, I thank you for your service. I thank you for your dedication that compels you to serve the country you love by being away from it. I hope these recordings provide a connection to your home and your faith. Finally, Vayakel Moshe, Moses congregated the people. I appreciate you being the congregation of people who point your browsers or your Zooms or your iPods or whatever it is that you listen on to this podcast on an almost a weekly basis and take the time to listen, to consider, and to just give me your ears for the minutes that we share together. I wish you the best of weeks, Shavua Tov, and Shabbat Shalom.